All right, Dr. Spongberg, let's explain pet vaccination and the types of vaccines available for pets.
Absolutely. Vaccines are a very important thing for pets' health, especially in preventing diseases. And we tailor each individual plan for the dog or cat's lifestyle, depending if they're boarding regularly or if they're going outside or staying inside most of the time. So there's different vaccines that each pet needs, and there's no kind of one cookie cutter set for every pet.
All right. And if you could explain, what is preventative animal care?
Yeah. Hey, Kristen, let me elaborate a little bit on the types of vaccines.
Sure.
The type of approach we like to take for vaccines and pets is sitting down with the owner, asking them a little bit about their pet's lifestyle, you know, what it does, its activities, things like that. The age of the pet is also important. And from there, we can work together with the owners to come up with the best vaccines that's going to, you know, protect the pet without giving them anything unnecessary that would be unneeded for them.
Makes sense. Anything else?
No, I think that's
okay.
It.
Okay. All right. So let's talk about, what is preventative animal care?
We are firm believers of preventative care at All Creatures Care Cottage. We think that prevention is always the best medicine, and prevention can be anything from vaccines to parasite testing to annual blood work. And if we can protect the pet with vaccines from ever getting the disease, or if we can detect something early like parasites or kidney disease or liver disease by doing a blood test, we think the outcome for the pet is going to be much, much better, as if, you know, unless you don't want to wait until the pet gets sick to treat the disease.
That makes sense. And what about like heartworms and things like that? What do you do about those?
Yeah, so heartworm disease is a very serious condition, and we diagnose a handful of heartworm cases every year. The bad thing about heartworm is it can be potentially fatal, and it can be a really long, lengthy treatment process. The good news about heartworm is it's easily preventable. The best prevention that we like comes in the form of an injection. It works just like a vaccine, and it provides 6 months of continuous protection, and it's something that we like to do with all of our canine patients, and it's something that we also regularly test for to make sure we're not missing it.
Perfect. Okay, and so, yeah, I asked about heartworm because I know that that's something that I've seen posted on Facebook and people asking questions about that and then saying because they didn't do
right.
Preventative stuff, you know, so I wanted to make sure we got that in there. And then
yeah.
Let's talk about where you do your surgeries, like a surgical suite and the types of surgeries that you perform.
Yes, so we have a state-of-the-art surgical suite with all the latest monitoring equipment. So we are making sure heart rate's good, blood pressure is okay, ECG looks good, temperature's normal. So we have all the precautionary monitoring equipment to make sure the patient is stable and remains safe under anesthesia. And we do several different types of procedures in our surgical suite. We do everything from lump removals, tumor removals. We do orthopedic surgery, like if they have a ruptured ligament in their knee, we commonly perform that. We do amputations if needed. And we do several other procedures. Excuse me.
All right. And what about the end of life care that you offer, and what are kind of some of the services that are included when, you know, that comes to be?
Sure. So end of life care is a very unique thing. And it's also a very hard thing because you've spent years and a lifetime with your pet, and it's always a very difficult decision on when to put down, and also, you know, what's the best timing, how do we do it. So that's something we like to work very closely with owners to make sure we're doing it at the right time, not too soon, not too late. And the silver lining with end-of-life care is we don't want the pet to suffer. And if the pet's suffering from a disease that is terminal, or something that can't be cured, end-of-life can be a good option because we can stop the pet suffering, and, you know, look back at the you know, we like to look at the good parts of the life. Let's start over there, Kristen.
Yes, that's fine.
Okay. So with end-of-life care, it's very important to make sure it's the right time. And when it is, it's a very peaceful process. It's completely painless for the pet. We typically give 2 injections. One's an anesthetic to put the pet under anesthesia, and the second one is the euthanasia, which just, I like to say, turns off the lights upstairs. The pet goes to sleep and doesn't wake back up, and it's a painless, very peaceful procedure.
And, you know, some people that are, you know, might be listening to this, they might want to know about, you know, what do you do to, you know, give them a little bit of support? Like, you know, do you mail them a card after they've had their pet, you know, put to sleep like that? Or what types of things do you do?
Absolutely. So we actually offer grief counseling, because it can be a very difficult time when you lose a pet and a loved one. So grief counseling is something we always have available. And yeah, we send a sympathy card for every pet that we have to put down to the owner's home.
Perfect. All right. And then let's see, what type of service do you offer in regards to boarding pets, and how does that work if I bring my pet to you?
So Kristen, I'm off the record, I just want to ask you, so we're going to be moving our hospital in about 3 months, and we're going to have like a really upgraded boarding facility. Should I talk as if we already have that, or should I just talk as normal?
Yes, talk as if you already have it. Yes.
Okay. Okay. Can you ask me the question again?
Okay. So explain the service of boarding and what are the benefits of boarding pets at your offices?
Yeah. So at our new hospital, we have a brand new state-of-the-art boarding facility for dogs. And we also have a separate ward for cats and exotics. So they are never boarded together. With the dog facility, we have runs, we have very large kennels that they can spend their time with us in. And we have a large outdoor area that has artificial turf that they can play in, you know, use the bathroom, so on and so forth. And the benefits of boarding at a veterinary hospital like All Creatures Care Cottage is the attention they get. And if they're not feeling good or if something's off, you know, our staff is trained to see that. And if that's the case, one of the veterinarians can take a look at them, contact the owner, let them know what they found, and if anything is needed to be done. So the unique thing about that is if there's ever something going amiss when they're with us, we're on top of it, and we're staying in touch with the owners to inform them what's going on.
Wonderful. Okay. And let's talk about the medicated bath services that you offer. How exactly does that work, and is it important for pets?
Yeah, absolutely. So skin problems is far and away the most common thing we see on an everyday basis with all of our patients. And medicated baths can be an important tool as far as the, you know, management protocol to helping treat these skin diseases. And what we do, if it's appropriate, is we'll select the appropriate shampoo, and we'll apply it on the animal. And usually we leave it on for approximately 10 minutes, especially paying attention to the problem areas. And that can be a really important part of the treatment plan to make them feel better and treat those skin diseases.
Perfect. All right. Is there anything else that you'd like to add to any of this?
I don't think so. I think that was pretty good.
Okay. I thought so too. I just wanted to check because sometimes, you know. Okay. So it works just the same. They're going to send this over to you as soon as they have them ready. And I think you get, you know, one every couple months or something. And
okay.
Then it'll be, you know, sent to you for approval. And then I guess we'll, you know what? You did talk to the team about, let me stop this recording. Did you talk to them about